My name is Chris Johnson, and I live in a one-bedroom apartment that I guess is okay. It's too fucking small. I'll say that. My old place, when I was married, was a two-bedroom apartment. And, dude, having that extra fucking bedroom is a huge fucking boost. I don't have many guests up here. I think, since I moved in, aside from the first day when my sisters and brother-in-laws were here helping me just unload everything, I think like there have been actual other people in this apartment four times. The beam machine was here once. There was a notary came up here. Some old dude. And like I had to sign a whole bunch of paperwork for him. Like to get my name off my ex-wife's house. So a notary came up here. The beam machine came up here. And the girl I dated last year was up here a couple times. And I want to talk about one of those times right now. So she's fucking over here. You know, we did it a couple months, so it's early on. You know that feeling? Like the early on person's over feeling? When you're still semi-uncomfortable with shit. Like, should I straighten this up? Like, where do I put this? Like, later on in the relationship, you don't give a fuck, right? The person has, like, a key. They roll in, and they start rifling through your fucking belongings, and you're like, whatever. So it's early on. So, like, there's that nervous feeling early on. So we were, like, sitting on the couch. And I looked over at her, and I noticed that her shirt had a hole in it. She had like a fucking tank top on or something, right? I gotta be honest with you, I don't know the names of clothing. I don't know what the fuck is what. To me, there's like pants, there's like a shirt, a jacket, and a fucking hat, and that's it. Like t-shirt, button-down shirt, like jeans, pants, shoes. In my world, that is the wardrobe. In a women's world, there's other shit. There's like tank tops and blouses and fucking skirts and can't. I don't know what that shit is. I don't know what any of that shit is. So like, I'm going to guess it's a tank top. It's a normal fucking, it's a girl top. It's not a fucking t-shirt. She wasn't wearing a t-shirt. It was like a fucking, it was like a girl's top. Like, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was like a polka dot, like fucking, like a top. You know what I mean? I don't know. It was like a standard, like women's top. And I looked over and she had like a hole in it. Like a tear. And it was on the boobs. And it was a pretty good sized tear. Like if we're measuring like about where on the boobies that this rip is, it's probably right above the nipple. There's a nipple tear right there, right? So I glance over. We were sitting pretty close. I glance over and I see the rip on the shirt. You know, the thoughts are just going through your head. Do I bring this up? Do I mention it? If I mention it, is she going to think that I'm just sitting here staring at her tits? Problem number one. Look, sooner or later, she's going to realize that I'm a dick. People get to that conclusion. They find a reason to think that I'm a fucking asshole. I'm going to say something. I'm going to fucking do something. I am going to turn you off one way or another. If you don't think that's possible, hang around with me long enough, it'll happen. You can ask my ex-wife about that. You can talk to my parents, any of my friends. Something's going to happen sooner or later where this is going to break down. And it happened about a month later. So maybe I shouldn't have brought this up. That's a spoiler. I brought it up. I'm looking at it. I'm like, hey, buddy, you have a rip in your shirt. And she's fucking terrified because it's like, oh, my God. Like, wait, what? She's, you know, she like looks down really quick. She starts like rifling shoes. She's like, where is it? It's right there. And I like pointed to it. You don't want to say like, it's right on your left tit. You know, you can't say that. Not going to be like, well, it's on your boobies. And, you know, if you tell you what, grab a handful of your right breast and then squeeze a little bit and you'll see that rip. I mean, I couldn't explain it like that. I'm not a fucking heathen. So I'm like, well, it's kind of like, it's towards the top of your shirt. And she looks down right on the boob. And she's like, oh man. So she kind of like touches it. She's examining the rip. She's examining the damage. You know how like when you watch like the cartoons and you pull like the fucking thread and like all the clothes come apart? That was essentially what fucking happened. Like she starts touching the rip and the whole fucking shirt tore. She like, you know, covers it up. She's like, ah. She's like, I gotta go. She like left right after that. I don't know if she was planning on leaving. Maybe the shirt tear just like, I can't. Like, what is she gonna do? I'm gonna go to the bathroom and get like a towel. Here, put this on. You know what I mean? How fucking bizarre is that going to be? Couldn't do that. So she left. She just took off after that moment. I found out, too, that it was her sister's shirt. She never wore any of her own clothes. She's like, yeah, this is this is my sister's. I'm like, why didn't you have your own fucking top? Like, she's like, well, you live with your sister, you wear each other's clothes. Why? That's so foreign to me. Like, I don't understand that at all. One time before we went out, this is a true story, and this is not even on topic, but like, she went to like the Salvation Army and she just bought like a whole fucking outfit. Like, she came over one day, she had like pants on and like this top, and she's like, yeah, she's like, sorry, I was late. I went to the thrift store and I just picked this up. Wait, everything? Like, your fucking, the pants and your, like, what? What are you talking about? It's like, yeah, it looks nice, right? I mean, yeah, but what? You didn't have any other pants? I don't understand. What the fuck? What just happened? Jesus Christ. Well, I'm going to update again on Sunday and on Wednesday. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I will be there. And then, what else we got? Podbean. Podbean, the website, Podbean, the app. That is the host of the podcast. Every single episode is there. You can catch the cast on iTunes and Google Play as well.